Good evening, and let's turn into our Bibles, if you have your Bibles, to Mark's Gospel, chapter 14. I will try and get us all out within about half an hour. I know it's a hot, sunny afternoon. However, it is great to look into the Word of God, and even as you turn into Mark's Gospel, chapter 14, I just want to say that our theme today would be, "Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious." 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 7. And having said that, let's read Mark's Gospel chapter 14, and I'm going to read from verses 3 onwards. "And being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. And she brake the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that were had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, ye may do them good. But me ye have not always. She hath done what she could. She is come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her." Let's bow in a word of prayer. Our God and our Father, we thank you for this evening, when we can look into your word and when we can consider the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is precious to us. "Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious," says your word. Father, we thank you for him. And even as we desire to study more about the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray that you would speak to our hearts, help us to learn more about him, and to have the desire to be more like him. And this evening, we just pray for your blessing, and we ask all this in the most loving name of our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ is indeed precious to every believer. Precious is his work, and precious is his word. I should probably phrase it differently and say, the Lord Jesus Christ should be precious to every believer. If we consider ourselves and think of each one of us, anyone could be precious to another. But what is it that would make someone precious? If someone has to be precious to me, there has to be something that is going to make them precious to me. For example, if we take our families, our spouses, our children, our parents, our siblings, indeed they are precious to us. And yet, are they more precious than the Lord Jesus Christ? In contrast, if we think of the stars of this world, the sports stars, the movie stars, or the political stars that we have, would we consider them precious to us? Think about that for a minute. We hear about all these people, and yet are they precious? Yesterday I got a Time magazine, and the cover was, I think, 100 most prominent people, 100 most influential people in the world. And I flipped through those pages and I came across many a leaders, statesmen, generals from various armies, and this is from around the world, artists, musicians, sportsmen. And yet when I looked at that entire list, flipped through those pages, I could not find one that I would consider precious and dear to me. And yet, there were many in the group of 100 that we've all heard of. Now, when we think of someone who's precious to us, just as I said, someone in our families, we would hold them dear to us. We would hold them in high esteem. We would protect them from any kind of harm and danger. And also, we would want to spend time with them. And yet, when I consider the other group of people, I don't find any one of them that would fit into this criteria where I would want to spend time, that I want to know more about them, that I would care so much for them. And yet, they are popular, they are famous. And think about some people like that. The sportsmen, what do? They entertain us. The movie stars, they amuse us. And the political stars, they con us. And yet, they are not precious to me. They are not part of a family that could be precious. We do want to consider someone to be precious only if we know them personally. It is so hard for us to consider someone precious if we do not know them. And that is why I would say that though some of these people that were listed in this book, in this magazine, though they are known, they could never be considered precious. But what we do instead, at times, is that we tend to idolize them. Just because they are famous, just because they have achieved something in various spheres of this world, we tend to idolize them. And yet for us believers, we have this one person who indeed should be precious to us, the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, because of the preciousness of his work and the preciousness of his word. He is precious in his work. The work of redemption that many of us heard this morning very much about. The work that he accomplished at the cross in order to save us and to make us his own. He sacrificed his life that I may have eternal life. He sacrificed his life that I may have abundant life. And that was his desire, that none should be lost, but would be found in his kingdom. And he considers each one of us, me and you alike, to be worthy to be his children, to be his sons and daughters, to be heirs to his kingdom. And I just want to quickly turn your attention to 1 Peter and chapter 1. First Peter in chapter 1 and reading verses 18 and 19. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Indeed, a price was paid. A price was paid by the precious blood of the very Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, to buy our redemption, to redeem us from our sins, and to make us his own. And his own children are we. And this is what makes us precious in his sight. And therefore, he needs to be precious to us as well. Now we considered as to how someone would be precious to us, be it a family, someone who is close to us. Could we think of a time, or could we think of a circumstance when something is precious to us, an object of some kind? And I'm sure many of us would consider things that could be precious to us, that we would consider to be precious to us. I have an example here. Every weekend when I drive home from work on Saturdays, when I park the car, I see my neighbor across. He washes his car now that the weather is good. He washes his car, and it is spotless. I could see myself on that car. Now, to him, that object is very precious. He has two other cars. Both those cars are parked outside in the driveway, but this car is parked in the garage. The only time this car comes out is on Saturdays. That's the only day that he takes this car out for a spin. And when he brings it back, he washes the car clean, and it's parked back in. And I drove in last night. I've been having this on my mind. I've been thinking, and I see this all the time. But to him, that car is precious. It is an object. And yet, he considers that precious enough that he would take care of that object. And the other two cars that are parked outside, thanks for the rainfall that we get, those two cars get a good wash as well. However, he pays very close attention to this one car. Every weekend, without fail, he washes it clean. And that is not the kind of preciousness that we are talking about. The kind of preciousness that we are talking about is one where we know a person, not an object, someone with whom we can communicate, someone who can communicate back to us. And that is the kind of person that we are talking about. And that person is none other than our precious Lord Jesus Christ. Precious is his work, and precious is his word. His word is the word of life, and it is full of truth. The psalmist would say, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." His word guards us, protects us from sin that we could so easily fall into. "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path," the psalmist would say. His word would guide us along the way and lead us as we go. How much time are we able to spend with his precious word? I think all of us have this same difficulty of finding time, making time to be around His Word. And yet, if He is precious to us, we would find time. We have only 24 hours in a day, and it is for us to make that time to be in His presence. Read from your Word, the Word that would guard us and the Word that would guide us. Paul in Colossians would say, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Paul is telling us to enable the Word of God to dwell in our hearts so that we would be guided and guarded by His Word. In the life of the Israelites, there was a time when there was a little bit of darkness. There was a little bit of silence from God. He stopped talking to them, stopped revealing Himself to them. And one day He spoke to Samuel. And this is what it said. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. Indeed, there was a time of darkness. And yet, when the word of God was spoken, it was indeed a time that they were willing to hear. It was a time when the word was precious. And truly, how much time are we able to spend in His presence with His Word? Hear Him speak to our hearts. And like I said, we all have the same difficulty. We are all fighting for time. And yet, how do we make time? You know, it was interesting. A year and a half ago, I registered for a course. It was to be finished in about a year, and I knew I wouldn't. And I requested for a little bit of extra time, and they granted. And I got 3 months of extra time. And you won't believe, I found time. I made time. I sure completed the course. And I think it taught me a lesson that if we so desire, we would be able to make time. Yes, some things will have to go. Some things will be unimportant. But if this person of the Lord Jesus Christ is truly precious to us, we will find time and we will make time. A month ago, I was busy with some exams. I had a month to complete. Sure, I made sure I finished it on time. I made sure it was submitted on time. Why? Because there was a reason that I needed to finish that on time. Did I make time? Sure, I did. Did I go to work? Yes, I did. I worked. I sat up. I got up. What I had to do, I did to finish it. And similarly, would be what is expected of us. If we truly consider this person precious to our hearts. The portion that we read about Mary of Bethany, very familiar to us. And I was considering her and thought of a response of a grateful heart. A worship of a devoted heart. One who was willing to give everything that she had for her precious Lord. She gave the best for the best. She gave her most precious, expensive, costly ointment for her most precious, blessed Lord. What do we have to offer? What are we able to give? What motivates us as believers to give unto the Lord? Like I said, unless someone is precious to us, we have no desire to offer or give unto the Lord, or to anyone for that matter. If an object is precious to us, we would take care of that. And similarly, if someone is precious to us, we would take care of them. And so if the Lord Jesus Christ is precious to us, we would have everything to offer unto Him for the work that He accomplished and for the word He has given us. If He is precious, we would have much to offer, praise and adoration unto Him, our blessed Lord and our Savior. When we come together as a group of believers, what motivates us to come together? Strangers from different parts of this world, but there is one common bond that we are united with, and that bond is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And He is the center of our fellowship here. He is the center of us, the assembly. We are all connected to one another only because of Him and because of what He accomplished at the cross at Calvary. Truly, is He precious to us? What do we have to offer unto Him? When we come together, this is a gathering of believers that have that one desire to praise and worship and honor Him, the one who gave all to us. Or else, are we coming together just as a company of people, just a social group? If that is so, then He is not the center. That is what the world is like. That is where I go to work. That is where I go outside. There is nothing that unites me with them. That there is nothing common between them and us. But we are united in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we come together, what is it that motivates us to come together? Is it the person of the Lord Jesus Christ? Or is it something that we are involved in? The roles that we have, the duties that we are supposed to perform. What is it that brings us together? Indeed, it should be the preciousness of our Savior that brings us together, that should make us exalt and lift up His name on high. Our God is a God of order. In Corinthians, it says that let all things be done decently and in order. When God created this universe, when He created each object or each of His creation each day of the week, we would know that He created them in an order. And finally He created man and said, have possession, take dominion over this. And I thought about it myself and I said to myself, asking, if I were to create a universe, what would I have done first? Maybe I would have created man first. And then got man to do all the other things. Different when it came to God. God created everything and finally created man and told him to possess the land, possess everything that he has created. God is a God of order. And similarly, it is with us. When we come into his presence, we come into his presence orderly and in decency. There is no place for casualness in his presence. The attitude of our hearts is weighed, considering the preciousness of our Savior. It is not with whom we are. It is not the preciousness of the people around us, but who is the center. He is the one that deserves all our reverence. And when we come together, are we prepared? Is he indeed precious so that we can offer up unto him praise and worship from our hearts that would only come if we are in constant communion with our Savior? You know, it is so easy to just drift away. And it is so easy to put up a show, a facade. And yet it is all between us and the Lord. It is between me and the Lord. The Lord knows our hearts. He knows us through and through. He knows our minds. He knows our hearts. Truly, this evening, my question to you, believers, is this, and to myself. Is he precious to you? Is he truly precious to you? Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious, says 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 7. And in closing, I just want to read again the same portion that we read together. Mark's Gospel chapter 14 and reading from verse 3. And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster oil of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she brake the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste on the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye? She hath wrought a good work on me, for ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, ye may do them good, but me ye have not always. She had done what she could. She is come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. Indeed, one who worshipped, who devoted her heart to her blessed Lord and Savior, one who was able to offer all that she had, the best of what she had, and that should be our desire as well. Each time we come into the presence of the Lord, that we offer up unto him the best of what we have, because he is indeed precious to each one of us. Precious because of his work. Precious because of his word. And let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for this evening when we could consider the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and how he is precious to each one of us. We thank you for him, one who came into this world to deliver us from our sins. One who came because of his love for us. Father, we thank you that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And this evening, even as we have considered the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and his preciousness unto us, we pray thee, O God, that truly this would be our desire as well, that we would make him more precious unto us each day of our lives. We thank you for this evening, and we ask all this in the most blessed name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.